Hey, guess what? We're in Vegas.
Vegas, baby, fine.
Viva Las Vegas. It is Thursday, February 15th. We got in late last night.
Very late.
Ugh. But it's show day.
Yay.
I'm so excited. So he's wanted to come on and say hi. We'll be collecting lots of little snippets. We're here till friggin' Monday morning. Night for you.
I'm actually here till Tuesday morning.
What time is your flight? Is it after midnight? Oh my God. Okay. Yeah. But if you're here, we hope you have, or once you hear this, had a great show. And yeah, stay tuned for more.
Come see us.
Yeah. Well, by the time they
You'll
hear
be
this, we'll be home.
home. Don't come see us.
We are excited. We got together with U2 Songs, and we're gonna have a little hangout with them and anyone that wants to come say hi tomorrow. So you'll hear about that also. But it will have passed when you hear this.
We're looking forward to the show tonight. We have seats.
Yeah, first time to just enjoy the graphics, really. I wonder what the turntable set will be. Do you have any guesses?
I have no idea. I hope it's something good.
I kind of hope they save the good stuff for when we're on the floor. GA, but I'll take what I can get.
Yeah.
I'm just trying not to be hopeful because I don't want to be disappointed.
I feel like it still hasn't hit me that it's a show day.
It's really weird. It's Thursday. Oh, okay. We'll be back.
Bye.
Bye. Hey, Hillary.
Hey, Jenny.
What's that big thing in front of us?
It's spherical in shape.
It looks like it's got water inside it.
Big QR code to buy tickets.
I mean, when you can advertise, go
Paid
for
to
it.
advertise.
It does paid
I'm
advertise.
definitely paying.
So much paying to
What's gonna
advertise.
happen now?
Oh, this is the U2 graphic. We are obviously, I think, hope obviously. Look, I'm holding my phone up like that's helpful. Walking towards Sphere for our first show of three tonight. Hey, what number show is this for you?
64.
I am at 53. Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Just like to get inside.
Yeah, we're gonna get inside. Watch out for these cacti, and we'll be back later. Bye. Okay, show number one's over. Hill.
It's over. It was a good one.
My heart is full. We've got some guests here. Give us your name.
Jason, Velvet Rebel on the socials.
Yeah, we chat sometimes. I love this. Okay, this was your second show.
Second time.
What are your thoughts?
The visuals changed. I was really surprised by that. A couple of the songs early in the set, and then even on Wood Street 799, where I went to the night, I don't remember that from last time, and I didn't drink before either show, so I would have remembered it. In a way, I think it flowed a little better tonight. First time we heard there was the someone on a swing and all that, and I thought the scenes with the balloon were really better presented tonight.
Agreed.
Of course, the end here with all the animals that are endangered, that hit home tonight because I lost my cat a couple weeks ago.
Oh,
So
I'm so sorry to
my wife's
hear that.
laughing because I was crying, but I was like, I'm
Oh,
looking for Lord Lucan in the animal. So
I'm
that was just incredible. So, but it's just so fun to be, I'm so blessed to be in Vegas and all these amazing fans keep coming to town. And the fact that I saw you two come down there, I'm like, oh my God, I know them. So I was so
right.
excited to meet you two. Yeah, it's just an incredible experience yet again.
Awesome. Julie, would you like to give a thought? How was your show tonight?
It was excellent. And what meant it for me, Priscilla Presley was in the house.
Priscilla
And I
Presley
am
was
such a
here.
big Elvis
Oh my gosh.
We've done Memphis twice in the last couple of years. We
Yeah.
went to Sun Studios,
Yep.
and when we were there, the guy's like, oh yeah, that's the drum kit Larry used on Angel of Harlem. And then it's like, you want to sit there? We're like, yes,
Yes.
yes.
Can I?
So
Can I sit
just
there?
that U2 and Elvis overlap is super exciting for us. So the fact that
Yeah.
she was here tonight and
Aww.
love comes to town, I wasn't expecting. Maybe it's been the sets, but I hadn't noticed
It
that.
has been, but
Last
not
time we got Angel,
regularly.
so.
The one that was great. Well, thank you for chatting with us.
Thank
It was
you.
lovely to meet
Thank
you in
you. Nice to
person.
meet you
Yeah,
too.
See you
thanks.
this weekend somewhere.
Yeah. Check, check, check. Are we alive? Okay, it's the next morning.
Yawn. Yawn is right. That, I knew that we needed to sit in seats, but I kind of didn't want to.
Yeah.
That was the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
So cool. Being in the 400s is way better than the 200s.
Oh, yeah. We were super lucky. We were almost dead center at the front of the 400s. It just felt like we were like...
I mean, we had real space.
We had real space. No one in front of us. No phones in front of us. No anything. It was...
The seats vibrated.
Oh, my gosh. The seats vibrated.
I swear they didn't do that in the 200s.
We need to ask some people today if that is... A 400? I feel like we would have heard about it.
Yeah.
If that was a normal thing. But if that was a 400 thing or if that was new for 2024. But it was crazy. It was like helicopters and beats. I was ready to like feel rain come on us. I don't know what was going to happen next, but we giggled and giggled.
It was really cool.
The turntable set was standard.
Yes. But still amazing.
Amazing. All I Want Is You.
Desire. When Love Comes to Town.
Which I will never turn down.
No, never.
And
Don't Dream It's Over.
Yeah. Which, holy crap.
So good.
So good. Bono's voice was gorgeous. Gorgeous. Can you hear the pool? By the, do you hear that? That's the waterfall at the pool. We're walking to breakfast. Priscilla Presley was there.
Priscilla Presley and
Peter Gabriel. I don't think there were any other shout outs that I heard.
No.
But we are tired. We are hungry. Our hearts are full. And we get to do it two more times from the floor. So
my legs feel like, I don't even know.
Yeah, mine are tired. I feel like that guy we just passed was wearing a Garden Tart shirt. It said, coffee days, whiskey nights. Feels like on brand for us. Okay, y'all, we're starving. We're going to go eat.
We'll check in later.
Yeah, we've got some exciting stuff at the station today. And we'll be back. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. It's loud in here.
It's very loud and smoky.
I know, I hate it. We're at the Venetian. We're heading towards Zoo Station.
We hope to see a bunch of you.
We have 6 minutes. So we told people we'll be there.
Yes.
We're, if nothing, right on time. So, yeah, we're hanging out with AJ from U2 Songs and hoping people will come say hi. Beth from the Tattoo Project's there.
Yay.
It'd be nice to say hello.
Yes.
And, we'll see who we can get to come chat with us on the mic.
Special guests.
Coming soon. Later.
Bye.
Okay, we got Jenny here. We are at Zoo Station. We have... Oh, I'm going to have you say who you are.
AJ from U2 Song.
Okay, and?
Melissa from U2 MP3s.
And?
Julie, and I'm just a fan.
I love it. So, we were just at Thursday night show, which was awesome. We've got two more shows ahead. We're at Zoo Station now. General vibe, love, favorite thing, anything. If you could say one thing about this experience, it is on your permanent record, so you can't change it. What would it be?
AJ.
Been loving this beer. Last night was probably one of the better shows of the run. Priscilla Presley. I waved to her and she waved back and I'm melted. Not an experience that's going to be matched.
No.
Okay. How about you?
So it's so hard to pin it down because this whole experience is just amazing. It's like heaven for you two diehards, you know, yeah. And the sphere is mind-boggling. The technology, the screen, everything about it blows me away. But I have to say that a personal highlight of... So, last night's show was my 11th Sphere show.
Wow, okay.
Yes, I'm crazy.
Yeah.
And very broke. And I'm going to steal my tickets next time as Bono.
Yeah.
So, should we ask him where are they located so we can steal them? Because that's a thing.
Seriously, we need to.
But it's a secret vault in Dublin.
It is. Yeah.
I'm like, we just need to make sure we're not stealing them from other fans.
That's yeah.
So
yes.
It's like, sure. All right.
Yes. Stealing from Ticketmaster is fine.
No. Exactly, right?
Yeah, no problem. But I think the highlight for me was seeing Seconds live.
Yes.
I like, and also Two Hearts Beat as One. Honestly, both of, like, I left my body. It was such a brilliant moment.
Can I break in for 1 second?
Yeah.
One of my highlights was Two Hearts Beat as One. I wasn't at the show, but there's a lovely photo of you dancing.
Oh,
somebody
I
took it
that.
And posted it online. Her arms are up. She is having the time of her life. And it's one of those great photos of this show, this experience. The fans are having so much
fun. I'm sure I've seen it. I'll have to look.
Oh, totally.
I am praying to every god possible that I get a second and Two Hearts Beat as One thing.
Yes.
So I'm very happy when Love Comes to Town. I've now heard that 3 times, which I'm like, okay, this is, I will, I'm happy to keep hearing that. But oh my God, Seconds and Two Hearts.
I know. I'm hoping that they do. So we have Saturday and Sunday. I gotta read, like,
I know it's all weird.
It's weird. I'm hoping one night is that and another night is Sweetest Thing.
Please.
I've only seen that song once before, and it's one of my all-time favorite U2 songs. So I'm like, cross. And my birthday is coming up, so I'm like, please play it for my birthday.
That's fair.
Totally.
Okay.
And my birthday's coming up too.
Well, happy early birthdays. Are you ready?
What
thoughts, feelings?
You know, this is, I don't know how many this has been for me, 7 or 8 at Sphere. And but last night's show just really had an amazing energy to it. Like, some of the shows have had great energy, some of them have been, like, just okay, which is pretty typical in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
But yeah, I felt like last night was really special, and the whole crowd seemed really into it, and it was a great performance. Really, that one stands out.
I'm so glad to hear that, because we were in the seats for the first time last night. So this was our third show. We did GA in October twice. In this, and we were so fortunate. We were like dead center in the 400s, first row. So, like, I mean, we were maybe a little towards Adam's side, but it was like no one in front of. It was like our own personal ginormous experience. I like cried 1,000 times, and I didn't know if it was the everything, which is likely, but also the vibe of the show. And it's nice to know that y'all on the floor had the same.
I thought last night the crowd was into it.
Yes.
They were showing the love. The band knew that they were getting that love.
Yes.
Bono was just having fun with it. I think that was really, I haven't seen a crowd like that yet at the shows I've been to.
So I have to say, having been to, like I said, 11 friggin' shows.
Yeah, it's a lot of the same.
It's
yeah.
a lot. That last night was definitely one of, it might have been the best show.
Might have been the best
I mean, even
show.
Though it didn't have like Seconds or whatever, but just the overall experience, the energy of the band, Bono in rare form.
Bono was great last night.
He felt like he was just floating, you know? Like, and then, of course, Priscilla Presley. That looked like,
I'll bet that had a lot to do with it. Peter Gabriel was there too.
Noel Gallagher.
Oh, was he?
No,
there was a moment we thought we maybe heard some Oasis, but we couldn't tell.
I was wondering.
End of All I Want Is You was Noel Gallagher.
Is that what it was?
Song.
Oh, it was
is
a Noel
that
Gallagher. That's
okay.
why it sounded Oasis-y.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I thought it sounded a little familiar.
I did a lot of shows on the Joshua Tree. Where
so
he opened.
Him a lot.
Right. So
I saw him do 7 or 8 shows, so it was definitely one of his.
Well, thank you, y'all. I'm so glad to meet you all in person. I know at least three of us have been chatting online before. Awesome to meet you.
Yes.
And let's go have some more fun.
Hi. We have, so my name's Tamara. I'm from London. Long time listener.
Yeah.
And long time fan as well. So yeah. I just made it to the Sphere for my first time yesterday.
Yeah, so you, first show last night of the Sphere, and you're here Saturday and Sunday, is that right?
Just Saturday.
Okay. Where were you sitting last night?
So I was in section 104, paid through the nose for it, but
okay. I know it's a big ask, but other than your seasickness, how was it? And that could be compared to other things. It could be compared to expectations. Because you've been avoiding spoilers.
Yes. It's been so hard to avoid the spoilers.
Yeah.
I like even on like I've been listening to your podcast, but I would have to skip over bits when you start talking about things.
Yeah, yeah.
So now I can finally go back and listen. It was just, it was, I kind of knew what to expect because I'd seen the production of The Sphere.
Yeah.
But it was just absolutely mind-blowing. I was saying to Hillary, I've actually got a bit of a crick in my neck from looking up the whole time.
Yeah, I believe it.
And it was just, I feel sorry for people that are sitting in the seats under the overhang.
Overhang, yeah.
You definitely miss quite a lot of the spectacle. But yeah, it sounded amazing. The boys were amazing. It was just insane.
I'm tell Hillary this too, that I was just talking to people who have been to like a dozen shows.
Yeah.
And they said that last night was probably the best show they've seen.
Oh, really?
And they've been on the floor. So I was like, so we saw two in October.
Yes.
And we were on the GA. So I don't know if I was like so many feelings last night because of where we were and getting the whole shebang. Yeah. Or if the show or all of the above, but apparently it was all of the above.
All of the above. I mean, I definitely heard, because I'm on a couple of these Facebook Messenger groups, and a lot of them were saying that actually in the seats, and even like the 300 and 400 are incredible. So it's definitely worth it if you can to see it in a seat, because I think you do get that full experience.
It's we've been told that we needed this. Well, you saw them in the 200s. Hillary saw them in the 200s. And you said 400s were better.
Yeah.
Right.
I just couldn't. I'm speechless.
I know. I have no words. It was just. I mean, I've seen them live every time since the Zoo tour.
Okay.
In all my shows have been in London. I've not seen any shows outside London.
Yeah.
So this is only. I know you guys have seen loads. Mine's. Well, I don't know. 16, 17, something.
That's
like that.
Something that. I mean, that's what you've had access to, right? Yeah, that's still a lot.
Yeah.
Compared
to
the average human being.
Right. Yeah.
We're just a little mental.
Yeah. No. Well, I mean, if I could, I would. But it was just, I just had no words, and it was just the most amazing thing. And they just seemed really on form. They seemed relaxed. Into Bono seemed to be. I mean, I haven't seen any of the shows, but it seemed to be kind of going off script a few times.
Well, that's what people are saying.
Yeah.
That he was cool and casual and having the best time last night. And at one point, I remember looking at him like just on the screen, and I'm like, he seems a little too relaxed for this song. Yeah. And I'm like, is he having fun? And I think he was just
having fun. Probably.
Yeah.
He was just living the moment.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I think they all were. And Edge was amazing with all his solos. I mean, it was just, it's just everything you want in a TV show.
Yeah. So, what's nice with London is that they always come to your town.
They do.
They don't always, Ohio and Virginia. Yeah, we have to travel. And then once you travel,
you're just used to traveling.
Everything's possible.
Yeah, no, exactly. No, it is like they always come to London. But, it'd just be great if they actually did this somewhere else. But obviously, The Sphere is such a unique venue.
Right.
I'm actually partly here because I know someone who was involved with trying to bring The Sphere to London.
Oh, yeah.
It's actually been kind of killed because all the residents are worried about the light pollution, etc. So
it's annoying.
It is. Although last night when I was sleeping, because I'm facing the Sphere, I did have my curtains open. So it's just like looking at
I would say as a visitor, we love it.
Yeah.
But I could see as a resident, why is that still there?
Yeah, they probably hate it. Yeah. But I would love it if it had come to.
Well, maybe they can come up with a.
Maybe an alternative location. Yeah. Because where they were going to put it is near the Olympic Park. And so there are a lot of residents there. So maybe we'll find somewhere else.
Well, thanks for chatting with us and coming to say hi.
Yeah, I'm so pleased to finally meet you.
I know.
After listening.
Same.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks. Thank you. Hey, we're still at Zoo Station and we're meeting more folks. Tell us who you are.
I'm Mike Smolko. I'm from Washington State.
And I'm Emily Smolko, and I'm also from Washington State.
Sweet. So you were at last night's show.
Yes.
Was it your first show here at Sphere?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay. It's a big ask, but what are your impressions of it?
Oh.
Right? Like, what first comes to mind?
Go.
I they came on stage and I started crying. My eyes watered.
Was this your first time seeing them in general?
So, and I've wanted to see them my whole life. So that was incredible. And it was just like, they're there.
Crazy. Where were you sitting?
Row 400. Section 400.
Okay.
Yeah.
Something that
that just brings me joy, being just them being my jam my whole life is, and I told Amelie this, is they just, seeing them so close, they just looked like they were having so much fun. And that just made me happy, because it's like, they're just loving what they're doing. And that, it's like, that tells me they're just going to keep doing it. And I love that.
Had you seen them before?
Yeah, I've seen them twice.
Okay, what tour were that?
I saw Joshua Tree in 2017 in Seattle. And then the craziest thing is in 1991, I saw Zoo TV in Tacoma.
Damn, okay.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of time between those things.
Yes.
Yeah. That's amazing. I will tell you, as an experienced U2 concert girl, I've never seen them more relaxed.
Yeah. At the Sphere?
Never.
At the Sphere?
And I think it's an element of just being home.
Yeah.
You know, there's something, there's like not a lot of stage to work. There's not a lot of this.
Yeah.
Last night was my first. I saw them twice in the fall.
Okay.
October down GA.
Uh-huh.
I was also in the 400s last night.
You were in the 400s too. Okay, cool. Okay.
And the experience was amazing with the visuals. Like, was it what you expected from Sphere? Was it having seen, were you like looking at videos and have you been keeping up on it?
Yeah, I saw a couple videos for here, and it was really cool. It was what I expected.
It's what you expect, like in a good way?
In a great way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Amelie has a teacher who's just a U2's her jam, and she made the comment that, and it's the only one, the only down comment I heard, she said, you know, it's almost, she felt it took away a little from the band. And this was back when I didn't think I'd be able to go, so it made me feel better. But then,
right? Anything, yeah.
Yeah, but then, like, I had to go, and making this happen, like, I disagree. I think the visuals were, it just melded so well. Like, it just, it was so cool.
It's so you too.
Yeah.
It's so you too. And when they walked out, I'm like, oh my God, they're literally this big, right?
Yeah.
But then to see them on the screen, it was like bigger and better quality than seeing them in person.
I know.
Like,
they were so close. You're
so present.
Yes.
I felt so present.
You know, can I tell you something that kind of pisses me off?
Okay, I want to hear it, yeah.
So on like Facebook and on different YouTube like sites where they talk about YouTube, there's a common thread that they've lost their creativity. Like, people don't like their newer stuff. And the crazy thing is like, Songs of Surrender is beautiful.
It's beautiful.
And their experience albums are, I mean, come on, like, Landlady, like,
Songs of Experience is my second favorite album.
It's great.
Like, I mean, it's the, you know, it like, we jammed with, like, Miracle Drug is just brilliant. And
was
so
it
I
first album?
I think the first album I listened to was Surrender.
Okay.
But, like, I really like the rock and kind of punk sound.
I asked that because a lot of people, their favorite album is the first one they ever heard, which is why I asked that.
Okay.
That seems to be an ongoing theme. Like, you're... It's like your first love, right?
Yeah.
Mine's Octum Baby. What's yours?
Another Rattling Home.
Was that your first album?
Yeah, it was when I was in middle school, and I had my little Walkman and Rattling Home tape, you know, and listened to it.
It's the first time you're like taken away, right?
Yes, yes. The you know, it the book. That was the giveaway. I always loved the music giveaways with the fan club, and I was kind of disappointed it was a book, and then I got it, and it's amazing. And
it's gorgeous.
I've never been a huge fan of their first three albums because I just don't like how Bono sounds in those first three albums. And reading the book, it made me delve into Boy a little bit, which I haven't done, and it's really good.
So
really good.
I will tell you, because you're new to our podcast, that we have some, so everything's casual except anything we call Tart Talks.
Tart what?
Tart Talks, like TED Talks.
Okay.
But we're the Garden Tarts.
Yeah.
And those are usually albums that we've done the research, we're talking about, like, it's like, we're digging deep, whatever.
Yeah.
And doing that on those first three albums, that was a game. all the albums, actually. It's a game changer.
Yeah.
But digging into the songs and all that, it's a game changer to learn more about it.
Agreed.
So you are going tomorrow night?
No,
you're not. It was just okay.
We're going to go see the movie, the Pop Mart tour movie, and then we're heading home.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.
I'm so glad you got to come.
Total honor.
We got to meet
you.
Yes. And may our paths cross again.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Cool. Thanks, y'all.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can we get a selfie with you?
Okay, we're at Zoo Station still, and we have the amazing YouTube project here. So, Beth, we go way back, but tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Beth Nobby. I'm a professor of graphic design and digital media at the University of North Florida in Jacksonville, Florida. I'm a YouTube fan. And at some point, it occurred to me to merge what I love with what I love teaching. And so in 2015, I started doing the YouTube Tattoo Project, and I have been documenting fans with YouTube tattoos and their stories since then.
That's so amazing. Do you have a concept of how many fans you've talked to?
I do. It's in person because I collect the data. I hate calling it that. That sounds impersonal because it's so incredibly personal.
Right.
But I have I collect both online. People can submit their tattoos through the website. But what I really love doing is meeting people in person, going to shows, and interviewing people one-on-one and photographing them myself. So I have about 400, more than 400 people I've met that way and documented their tattoos, and then about 300 online submissions.
That's amazing. And it's going on almost 10 years.
God, that sounds so long, but that pandemic was such a time warp.
Right, you've definitely had, I know there was definitely a break in the project for a little while.
But from 2015 to 2019, fortunately, YouTube was going nonstop, which meant I got to go nonstop and take the project nonstop.
Yeah.
And then 2020 sort of enforced this respite for us all, as awful as it was.
Right.
But, and so now today is the first time working on the project again since 2019.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Like today. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's wild. It's wonderful to be back and really a great reminder of why I'm doing the project, because the stories are always amazing and the people are so amazing.
Yeah. So I've had you document me a handful of times, and today we kind of redid everything. And, it's the first time I cried. It's the first time you made me cry.
There we go.
So you're here like, what, 3 days?
Three days this weekend, yeah. And then coming back for the last two shows. Okay. And we'll be on site then too.
That's great. Seems like you've had a pretty steady flow. Like, this is amazing.
It's been wild. I didn't know what to expect because it's so different from how I've previously worked the project. I'm so excited to be in Zoo Station. The doors opened at 10 and I didn't know. I was like, is there going to be a rush? But it's quiet.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh gosh, what are we doing? But then it hit. I have my wonderful assistant and dear friend Alicia helping out today. Because of her, we were ready for the crush. And it's just been, it's so exciting. Like while I'm photographing somebody, she's queuing them up, and it's just this constant stream.
So you've had, exhibits at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's like photography exhibits. You've been I know definitely the YouTube conference.
Mm-hmm.
What else have you had stuff displayed at?
So before the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame exhibit in 2016, which was huge. I mean, life peaked.
That was part of the YouTube exhibit.
It was incredible. But right before that, I had an exhibit at my own university, which was different in nature. The Rock Hall one was very much a timeline of the band's history told through YouTube fan tattoos.
Very cool.
It was really exciting, but it was a totally different curation from what I did at my university, which was more about my research, and it was about the marks and the logos and the visual identities and my research into that. So it's been fun to curate it in totally different ways.
Awesome.
And I think most recent, and I've presented on it at a few other conferences, like pop culture conferences. But the most recent thing is photos from the Tattoo Project are featured in U2's new subscriber gift, the complete U2.
I'm assuming you knew that was happening.
I did. They reached out and asked about the possibility of using some photos.
I have chills about that. It's amazing.
It was an amazing opportunity. I was thrilled about when they reached out to me. And so then to get it and see it in print was so exciting, and it validated it helped revalidate the research I'm doing with the project, and because the band sees value in it, and it's all about the fans, and it's all about the stories, and that's what I'm here for, and I think that's so important to them, so that was really exciting.
So the book that came out with the pictures in it, it's obviously tattoos that relate to the years that are covered in that book. Will there be more recent ones in the second volume?
I have not been asked yet, but if they're listening to this podcast or wherever this is happening,
I guess we'll find
the
out.
The answer is yes. I would love to be in the sequel. So it was just major. It was just a really exciting resurgence, kind of a re-energization.
Yeah, re-energizing, something like that. Yeah, right.
Yeah. And then here we are.
Two more questions.
Yeah.
What's the end game? It's huge.
Yeah.
And obviously, fandom and tattoos never end. Well,
yeah.
I mean, I guess eventually a band stops making music, but.
Yeah. A lot of it depends on what they do next. During the pandemic, between 2019 and the Joshua Tree, second Joshua Tree anniversary tour, and now it would have been a good natural pause, but that just, the pandemic derailed so many things for so many people.
Yeah.
And my research was part of that as well, and I just pivoted to putting all my energy into teaching. But I'm curious to see what they do next. If they go back out on tours, that influences how I work the project.
Yeah.
And fan culture is changing a lot too, as it moves more to, it used to be like if fans were outside an arena or a stadium all day, I had access to them.
Yeah.
And now it's so, it kind of morphs and as it goes to more of like a check-in system, I don't have the same reliable sort of scheduled access to fans.
Right.
So that changes it. But I'd like to, like there will be a book sometime in the next, I would say 2 years.
Cool.
And then I kind of think that as long as U2's still producing stuff, I would still, to some degree, be doing the project, whether it's just taking online submissions. But something that's, I love seeing with this is how fans continue to mark the new eras and the new albums. And our first tattoo today was a sphere tattoo. And that was major because
that's
awesome. Obviously haven't had that. And so, you know, how that, they're, U2's visual identity and U2's history continues to change and adapt based on what the fans are relating to and what they get on their bodies.
Yeah.
So there is no end to love or the U2 tattoo project, I guess.
I love it.
For now, as long as I have the energy.
Well, and I guess ultimately this band, well, it's going to have they already have a massive archive just of their own history, and this feeds right into that.
Yeah.
Right into it. Do you have one favorite story or tattoo that stands? I know you've seen a thousand of them.
Yeah.
But like, is there one that comes to mind that's like, I don't know if it's unique or cool or weird.
Yeah. There's been some of all of that.
Yeah.
People a lot of times want to know like what's the coolest or the most original or the best. And there is none. I know this sounds like a cheesy answer, but like, I honestly love every story I get to hear because that's what it's about. And, I think people on the outside a lot of times think, oh, it's a fan tattoo. You got it because you really like the band. And that's not it. The band becomes your vehicle. The band becomes your sort of translator, your interpreter for life.
Yeah.
And so
it's a good way to put it.
That's what the tattoos become. And so I love those little glimpses. And it can be a tattoo I've seen 100 times, but you hear a different story with it. And I've heard some great sad stories of loss and some stories of joy. And I think that's the stuff of U2. And so
big time. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I remember them all. Like I'll see people years later. And if I don't remember your name, I remember where your tattoo is and what city we were in when like you dropped your pants and showed it to me.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Yeah.
So, and there's some that obviously stay in your mind. Like I think a lot of people know the fan Paul, P-O-L, his body's covered. And so like just graphically, that's so impressive of how he's kind of committed
to
his visual archive to his body.
But then also, just today, we met a gentleman who has the space baby. He called him the astronaut.
Yeah.
And a pretty, you know, a pretty frequent symbol. And he had it in this massive, beautiful tattoo sleeves. And when I asked what it was about, he, you know, got choked up for a second,
as we do.
As happens in these interviews. And he said it's for his son, who's on the spectrum and, you know, is kind of often in his own space. And so, yeah, so it was this beautiful little,
and he had a
tattoo, not YouTube related, for his other son. And I just thought it was so beautiful. And that's just kind of the epitome of what this project is all about, is this intersection of the band's history and the fans' history. And that's why we're here.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Do you have a YouTube tattoo?
I don't.
Do you have any tattoos?
I don't.
I love that. Do you ever plan to, or you're like proud to not have a tattoo?
No, it's not at all. Like, I'm not getting it.
I know people are like, so many people have tattoos now that I'm actually like standing up.
Yeah, you become the anomaly.
Yeah, right?
No, it's my, I'm horribly indecisive and I'm horribly afraid of commitment.
Yeah.
And those two things combined
don't bode well.
And something I've learned from everybody I've talked to is like, people knew. You know, everyone knew they wanted the tattoo. It was time. And so I'm open to it. Like, if it occurs to me, I would totally do it. It would be probably some adaptation of the Heart and Suitcase because I think it's a perfect symbol.
So it's so simple and so big.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Or if, you know, Bono ever wrote any, if I had the opportunity to meet him and, you know, had him write something for me, I'd certainly love, you know, his lyrics are on my heart already forever, right. So why not his handwriting on my body? And so, and
I mean,
right, you know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about. There's something about it straight from the source that makes a difference.
Yeah.
Where can people submit their tattoos?
So there's a website, u2.tattoo,
okay.
And there's a submit form on there. And I would love to get submissions that way if we don't have the pleasure of meeting up.
Yeah.
So yeah, you can submit images and a little bit of your story there. Would love to hear it.
Love it. Well, thank you for talking with
thank
us.
Thank you, Jenny.
Congrats on this project.
Thank you. Thank you for being a part of it.
Of course.
Okay. It's our third night in Vegas, but our second show. Are you ready?
I am ready. I hope.
We have no other choice.
No. It's exhausting in here.
It's so exhausting. We've got GA tonight, seats last night, so looking forward actually to be a little bit freer in our space because we'll be where it's not busy.
We're well hydrated and we had donuts for dinner.
We did. Uh-oh, does this mean the baby's coming? I don't like the baby. We're looking at the sphere.
I didn't see the baby at all the other day.
Yeah, me neither, but oh well. Well, we'll report back when it's over.
Yep. It'll be a fun night.
Until then, bye.
Bye.
Hey y'all, it's Jenny here. It is Sunday, February 18th. It's the afternoon of our last show here. I cannot believe it's come and gone so fast. I deeply regret not recording last night and talking with other fans about last night's show because it has been deemed the best show of the residency so far. The band was absolutely on fire and having the best time, and the fans were having the best time. Oh, thank you. I'm crossing the street. We were just so amped up. I'm on my own right now. Hillary isn't feeling 100%, so she's staying back at the hotel to rest before tonight's show. So I'm heading over to Sioux Station. Beth from the U2 Tattoo Project is there, and thought I'd kind of hang out by her and share the love of our podcast with the people who are coming to get their tattoos documented. And, you know, I got to get one more of those Octung Old Fashions. Man, that thing is the bomb. It is so stinking good. Here's hoping tonight is on fire even more. It's kind of the general thought that the band knows that so many of the hardcore fans are here this weekend because it was going to be the last weekend initially. So it's a lot of give and take. Goodness gracious. The weather's gorgeous. Soaking up the sunshine before I head back to Northeast Ohio. And I'll be back from Zoo Station chatting with some fans. Okay. Thanks for coming along on this ride with us. Bye.
Okay, y'all, Jenny here. I'm at Zeus Station and I've met one of our listeners. Tell us who you are.
Hi, I'm Anthony and I'm from New York.
New York? What part of New York are you in?
The metro area, right outside New York City.
Cool. So you just told me when your first U2 show was. When was that?
March 20th, 1992 at Madison Square Garden. It was the first show I went to with my now wife.
And you were how old?
I'm 49.
Yeah, but you were 16 then, you said?
Well, whatever the math works out.
You said you've known her since you were 16. Yeah. Awesome. So then you came last night together.
Yes. Yeah, with our son.
And how old's your son?
19.
Okay. What did you think? And I know you came in October, so tell me about last night's show.
Well, last night I thought was just unbelievable. It's my 11th U2 concert, which is not a lot compared to some people.
But it's a shit ton compared to more. Yeah. So, yeah.
But I just thought they were on fire. They were tight. Even when there were a couple of technical glitches, they just rolled right through them. And some of the renditions were just unreal. I mean, my hair stood up on one. I just thought it was incredible. Acrobat. I loved the way they played it last night. Honestly, I thought they played it with a lot more passion than they did in October.
Yeah.
But I really liked the changes they made. Some of the graphics and some of those things. I didn't mind the mirror ball for Ultraviolet.
Yeah.
I liked the poofs. But the mirror ball worked. It was a fun change.
Were you on the floor or in the seats?
I was in the 200 section, okay. Just off the center. So it was a great view.
So Thursday night, we were in the 400s and thought the mirror ball was awesome. On the floor, we would have preferred the poofs. That was our general consensus there.
I can see that. Yeah. We're going to be on the 100s tonight. So.
Yeah. That's so awesome. Talking with fans last night, and this is why I wanted to talk to people about it today, because we were so elated, like so high off it last night. Yeah. I didn't record anything. The general consensus, it's been the best show of the Rising Sun.
That's what I was reading on the forums this morning, yeah. And my wife was reading on Facebook. I mean, we'll see one more show tonight, but right. It's just, you know, I know with U2 tours, they get better as they go on. And
yeah.
It's just like, even Bono, his voice sounded better than October, hitting the high notes that I haven't heard in a while.
Yeah.
And it was just really, I think it was a special show.
I think that, in spite of this too, like, because this was initially the last shows, there's a lot of hardcore fans here. And I really think that they knew it, we knew it, and that fed into the energy last night. So I'm hoping tonight's even more.
There was a lot more singing and like excitement around us in our section than in October.
Which is hard in the seats sometimes. You don't know who you're going to be with.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you for sharing. Do you have any last words?
No, I just hope that everybody gets a chance to see this at some point. I hope they film it and make it available and follow Taylor Swift, put it in the movie theaters.
Exactly.
Because I think that this is a show that would make a hardcore fan out of anybody.
Yeah, awesome. Well, thanks for sharing. It was so nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks
for doing that. Okay. We are with
Irma.
Where are you from?
Hawthorne, California.
Okay. And?
Claudia from Downey, California.
Okay. Like LA area, both of you?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Irma, you were at last night's show.
Yes.
One of many for you so far at Sphere.
Yes.
Initial guttural reaction.
I love the show. I think it was one of the best ones that I've seen, and I've seen a lot on this part of the tour, I guess, a part of the
residency.
The residency, thank you. So I think last night was amazing.
It was out of this world.
Yeah, and I think it's because a lot of it was, Bono's speech was kind of all like, real, genuine. It wasn't rehearsed.
He was Bono last night.
Yeah, definitely. His face reaction, his mannerisms. It didn't look like something that I see constantly as part of the show. So
it was off script.
Yeah, and he was talking to the audience like I haven't seen that in a while. So he was in a good mood and telling stories.
Ready for tonight?
Absolutely.
You got some high expectations, huh?
You know what? I keep saying that, this is a good show, but I was at the Thursday one, and I thought that was an amazing show.
Yeah.
And then coming to the Saturday show, that was a better show. So let's hope that tonight will be spectacular.
Yeah. Okay, Claudia, this is your first and only show?
First and only, yes.
At Sphere. What are you feeling leading into this show?
You know, super excited. You see so many people walking around Vegas with the U2 shirts. You know, I've heard Irma talking about it for ages, and we've been waiting, you know, to do a show together. We've never done a show. We've done like 100 concerts together, but we've never done U2, you know. So she's bringing me into her world, and it's been amazing meeting all her friends and seeing the new side.
I forgot, she did tell me this was your first U2 show.
Together. She's been at other shows.
Where I see her from far away and wave.
Or down to the floor,
she's
you
down
mean.
There. Hi. So just really excited. And, you know, I've been a fan of U2 since I was in junior high many years. And,
yeah.
You know, about 10 years, 5 years.
Sure. Right. We're all still 18, so it's okay.
Yeah.
Somehow the band's getting older, but we're staying the
you
same.
You mean 16.
Oh, 16. We're 16. I was going to say 25.
No, 16.
Which is older than I was on Pop Mart, so I shouldn't go there. Oh my gosh, we should try and talk. I'd love to hear from you after the show.
Me too. No, I'd love to talk to you.
You know, that was a little scary because, you know, she's a good friend. We've been friends for over, oh my God, long, long time.
Yeah.
And I know we do concerts together, but not U2 shows. So I was afraid, like, maybe that's my expectations of the show. And then what happens if she comes out not liking it? So that's my biggest fear. But I have a feeling it's not. Well, she had a coworker, not a big fan. I mean, it was like, you know, got tickets and wanted to feel the U2 experience. And she loved it. So that's where I'm hoping that she's in that same area. Well, and the thing is that she's here.
She's already bought merch.
She bought merchandise, and she's...
And it's a venue like nothing else.
Yes.
The sensories. It's like the perfect sensory overload.
Yeah, so I'm hoping that when we rove around the floor, the GA floor, that she'll see it from a different perspective.
I'm so excited for you.
Thank you. Me too. I mean, it's something that I've been waiting months for. So.
Yeah.
Is there anything you're looking forward to? Not me. Now I become the interviewer. But
oh, no, for sure. Like, have you been following it online at all? Like, have you
no,
seen
on purpose. Oh, like, I purposely have not seen much just because I want to experience it firsthand.
That's hard.
So, yeah, it's been tough. But I think one reason I love concerts, I love the live music, I love the reactions. So that's what I'm most excited, just the energy in that room.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an unbelievable facility. Just from the outside, it's so exciting. So.
Well, wait till you hear Wild Horses.
Yeah, I mean, this
and
is...
And see Wild Horses. Wait, so, full disclosure, we just gave Claudia one of our Garden Tart bracelets. It's random. It's Wild Horses. She freaked out. There's a story. So, I think you'll be quite pleased.
I'm excited. Thank you.
Thanks for... Any last thoughts?
No. Not yet.
Okay. Thanks for chatting with us. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, Hill, our last Sphere show. It's our third and final of this trip. Fifth total.
Can't believe it.
How lucky we've been, honestly.
So lucky.
Last night was fucking unbelievable. There's a lot of high hopes for tonight.
Tonight better be a good show. I'm sure it will.
I have no doubt it will be. I'll miss Sphere, though. I will not miss Las Vegas.
Heck no.
Heck no at all.
This place is just weird and...
Done with it.
Done. Over.
If I never have to walk through the halls of the Venetian again, I'll be very happy. I never thought I'd understand which way to go in that place.
Yeah.
But here we go. Are you ready?
Wish us luck.
Okay. Cheers, y'all.
Bye.
Bye. We're post the Sunday show. Who am I with?
Claudia Aguilar from Downey, California.
Oh, this was your first Sphere show.
Yes.
Yeah. Is it what you expected?
It was so much more. I mean, it was incredible. It's such an overused word, but it really is incredible. The sets, the everything was just amazing. The energy in the room, these beautiful messages of peace. I mean, it's just... It just makes you want to cry.
Yeah. I could cry right now. What was your favorite part? I mean, just off, like, there may be many. What were some of your favorite parts?
You know, people always get mad at me because I always love the old things, you know? So at the very end, it's like my whole childhood comes back with those songs.
Yeah.
And so I always love the nostalgia. So love that. And, you know, we had our story about Wild Horses, so I was excited that that was
so excited when that came on for you.
So it was just beautiful and really, you know, being there with Irma, who's been to a million shows and getting to experience it with her, was really, really special as well.
What was the last U2 tour you saw?
The very last one.
Okay.
So
okay.
I've been the last three or four.
Yeah, so you've seen U2 before.
Yes,
okay, plenty of times, but first time here. I know Irma was really excited to have you here and doing the whole GA experience and everything.
I've never been GA period. Ever.
Yeah.
I like order. I like sitting in my little seat. You know, I dance my booty away, but I don't like chaos. And it wasn't chaos.
Yeah.
It was very nice.
It was, we were in a really nice little spot. We had like kind of controlled, other than security using us as like a pathway. But anyway, Petra was incredible.
Yes.
So I've seen the last three now, and they just each got, I'm so glad that was your show, man.
That was great. I mean, it couldn't have been any better.
No. Bono was more Bono than ever. He's been very unpolitical this entire residency. Last night he said some stuff, and then tonight, wow.
Yes.
Wow. And that was much needed. I think he's gotten a lot of critique not talking about Israel and Gaza.
And it's very brave.
Yeah.
Because he knew he was going to have detractors.
Yeah.
And he told him to shut up.
Well, and I think he did a great job of, you know, just the love thy neighbor, like not pro this or pro that, but just like pro light, like let's stop killing our children.
Yes.
of all countries and religions, isn't that? Are you coming back in March? Is this it?
No, this is it.
My, I was wondering if it would pull you back.
No, so I've got birthday parties and soccer tournaments to go home to.
And you're like, thank goodness I have plans. I know. I'm like, I think if I did not have like a husband and kids at home, I'd be like, this isn't it. I'm coming back.
Yep.
But
that's, I have to balance that. And so this one was one that I said, okay,
yeah.
I'm doing a 24-hour turnaround, coming, going, and
yeah.
I might not sleep, but it was totally worth it.
Totally worth
I'll sleep on the plane for 40 minutes.
Right? Quickest flight ever. Thanks for chatting. Any last thoughts or anything you want to say?
I want to thank you. Beautiful experience, and you
yeah.
know, had a lot of fun, and always happy to see fans who just love their bands, and
yeah.
and it was good. And thank you for the bracelet.
You're welcome.
Thanks for having me and talking with me.
Oh my gosh! Of course, this was great. I was so glad to have you and Irma with me, and it was great.
Oh,
it's lovely
you.
To meet you, and I can't wait to see you in another show sometime.
For sure.
Awesome. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm gonna lay down while we do this last part. I'm so tired, Hill.
I'm so tired, too.
We just got back to our hotel after the third and final show for us, Sunday, February 18th.
Yes.
And holy crap.
It was an amazing show.
Amazing show. It was as much as last night, we got like, I don't want to say, it's peak Bono for a bit, for a while.
Yes.
And then tonight, it was like peak Bono on steroids.
Yes, it was, for sure. He was just in his prime.
Yeah, it was so unbelievable. The turntable set
yes.
had some surprises. We had, it was All I Want Is You and Desire.
Yes, and then When Love Comes to Town. And then the big surprise.
Well, Bono did a huge speech.
Yes.
It was the first time that he's really spoken about Israel and Gaza.
Yes.
It's much needed. I thought he did a perfect job.
He did. And he started off and was fairly short-tempered. People were getting a little rowdy about what he was saying. And he
shut up. And he started over. Look for it if you can. It was amazing and passionate. And I feel like it's been bottled up inside of him. For all this time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they did Peace on Earth.
Which
I feel a little bad that we kind of...
I know. I kind of laughed.
We kind of really laid shit into that song not too long ago.
I kind of had a laugh. Even though it was very serious subject matter, I kind of had a laugh when they started playing it because I did feel guilty.
Yeah. And I got to say, I have a newfound respect for that song now.
Yeah. Edge sang too.
He did.
Not just backing vocals, he actually sang.
Someone said that he was crying while he was singing. I did not. I couldn't see that.
I couldn't see that either.
I felt there was a lot of emotion
yeah.
on the stage tonight, I think. Bono was especially kind of sentimental towards Adam and stuff.
He was.
Larry was in the house.
Yes.
which is great. I want to look real quick because not too long ago, you two posted a graphic from Bono. It was handwritten and it was the Peace on Earth. Mm-hmm. Was it maybe around the holidays?
I think it was his personal Christmas card.
Was it that he like put out? This isn't working. Yeah. Okay. But it was around the holidays. Yeah.
Yeah.
So when he started talking, I was like, oh, it's just Peace on Earth. And our friend, mm-hmm. our friend that was, I was with was like, it's either that or Please. I was like, ooh. I'll take Please.
I did briefly think it was going to be Please. Like I did. And then I'm like, I just don't think so.
If the mood wasn't right for it.
Yeah.
I think it would have been a perfect song, but it was a really Peace on Earth kind of mood.
Yeah.
The big deal is that during Mysterious Ways, Bono did some boom cha. The discotheque. Last time that was even a snippet was, what did I say, July of 2011 on 360. The fan world has been dying to have discotheque in this venue. I mean, I honestly believe it's a missed opportunity
in this
venue. But what we do know is that we asked someone to pass one of our friendship bracelets on to Bono last night. And it said boom cha.
So you do the math.
So you're welcome. We're a little giddy about it. So that was fucking awesome. And then other than that, like, I can't believe we're never going to see that again.
Yeah.
It's weird. I felt more at home this tour than I have on other tours.
I feel though at peace.
Yeah.
Because it was such a good show that it ended on. And you know, that our adventures ended on.
Yeah. Like if this has to be the end for us, it's perfect.
Yeah.
What a trip.
Yeah.
I feel like we should eat and sleep.
Yeah. I already had half my donut.
Yeah. I'm eating leftover pizza.
And then I'm going to sleep because my medicine's going to kick in.
You're like
5 seconds ago.
Yeah, I can tell. Okay, y'all, thanks for coming on this wild ride with us.
Thank you so much. Thanks for everyone we met everywhere. Jenny met people in the bathroom, people in our hotel. People came over to our breakfast table.
Literally just walking home in the courtyard of the hotel.
Unbelievable. I'm so flattered. I'm so honored that people listen and that people felt that, you know, they could come to us and just say hi. And
I'm glad that, yeah, I think they were excited to see us and we were probably more excited to see them.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, I guess we'll have to find out what comes next.
Yep.
In the meantime, we'll be back to our seemingly boring stuff.
Well, we've got a few Sphere shows to talk about left.
Right. Okay. Well, good night, everyone.
Good night.
We'll be back next week with more U2ish content.
In the meantime, keep chatting with us on social media at @_GardenTarts.
Sign up for our newsletter at thegardentarts.com and share with your U2 friends.
You can support us on Patreon, buy me a coffee, and leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts.
Kissing Lips and Breaking Hearts, a U2ish podcast with the Garden Tarts, is created, produced, and edited by us, the Garden Tarts.
Intro and outro music by December.
See you next week.